Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issue. Debating different topics, bring friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Lizzy May is paying the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
What up, ladies and gents? This is It's Real Talk Radio, and I am your host this evening, Rhett Thompson, and I am joined tonight with Tay Real. Say what up, Tay Real.
What's good, people?
Thank you so much, all you listeners out there who are so patiently, with bated breath, waited for us. Hey, better late than never. It happens sometimes. It's like, you know, we usually do this show 10 p.m. Eastern time. Tonight, you know, we had to make it do what it do. But we are now here, and we are ready for you. We are ready and ready, willing, and able. We're going to work it out. Work it out. All right, so tonight on It's Real Talk Radio, we're asking one simple yet complicated question. Can taking a break help your relationship? We hear about the infamous break all the time, and most of us have experienced at least one or two alleged breaks within our years of dating. Some say they need a break to reflect, while others say they need a break to see if there's anything else out there that may suit them better. Yes, some people literally say this to their partner. Imagine your partner of 5 years telling you, we need to take a break so I can take time to reflect, or we need to take a break so I can see what's out there, or how about the famous quote, if you really love something, let it go, and if it comes back, you know what it's meant to be. So how would you take such a statement from your partner? Well, tonight we're going to be diving in to share our views on this topic, and trust me, you do not want to miss out on this one. So you know what to do. If you're already listening, fantastic. But if not, and you want to listen in for the future, which is now, you can dial in 347-838-9540. You're going to press the number 1 so you can chime on in. You like that? I did that time traveling thing. Because you never know, people might be catching this on the podcast and want to know, like, I'm dying for in the future to chime in. So this is how they're going to be able to do it. It's all about information, getting the people up on it.
Yes, sir.
So here's the deal. Okay, when we were batting around topics, and I was like, wow, I remember that movie, Hall Pass. Did you see that movie, Tay Real? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't remember that movie.
It might be one of those things that it's one of those Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon movies. It came out like a couple years ago, I think 2011 maybe, 2011 or so. And Owen Wilson is in there and Jason Sudeikis, so it's really funny. And basically, there's these two guys who are married. They're both friends, and they're each married, and they start feeling a little restless. You know, they're starting to be of the age of, like, they don't feel as attractive as they used to. They don't feel like they're pulling in, you know, those double takes like they used to. They start feeling a little restless. You know, is there something a little bit better out there type of thing? And their wives graciously allow them a hall pass. Like, after much discussion, they say, okay, you can have a hall pass for a week. You can go out and do whatever you want to do. You can even sleep with somebody else. No questions asked, as long as, you know, and then hopefully that this will work it out of your system, and you come on back. So if you watch the movie, you know, the two women, they leave, they go out of town, and the two guys, it just doesn't seem to work out for them, like, you know. So they have all these adventures, but basically, you know, they have 7 days to do this. I think that even by the time it's like the fourth or fifth day, that's when they finally kind of sort of maybe hook up with somebody. But only one of them end up doing it, and at the end he says, like, he has
the opportunity. You gotta always say spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta always say spoiler alert,
okay,
in case some people are listening that might be interested.
True. This is true. So I'm going to cut it off at that. So basically, both guys have an opportunity, and both women have an opportunity separately to end up hooking up with somebody else. And let's just say some of them end up doing it, some of them end up not doing it, yeah, that's what I'll say on that. That's a movie, and movies last, 90 minutes, and everybody ends up living happily ever after? Have you ever had a situation, Tay, where you were offered the opportunity to get a hall pass, to take a break?
No, I never got offered that. I don't know no black woman that do that. You know, if you're dating a black woman. Now, I think a white woman would be more open to that than a black woman.
Really?
A black woman. I can't picture no black woman saying that. I mean, I've seen black women be in a situation where that man cheat and they take him back, but as far as saying, giving him an open pass, that's a whole hour. Yeah.
Okay. So what about a situation where, you know, when you hear those ads that say, like, what happens in Vegas, like Las Vegas, what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. So if you have an opportunity to go to a bachelor party, everybody's heard, at least somebody has gone to a bachelor or bachelorette party out of town, and sometimes there's drama. Sometimes there's at least one person in that group whose boyfriend or husband or wife tries to give them static about going to the bachelor party. Which I think is silly, because if the idea of going to a bachelor party is you are supporting your boy or your girl who is going to tie the knot and make it official, and this is their last hurrah, this is their last weekend, and whether it be Las Vegas, going out of town to Atlanta, going to, you know, whatever, like a night out of town, you know, some people will give their partner a hard time about even going to a bachelor party because they're afraid of what's going to happen. You have that on one hand. And then on the other hand, you have people say, well, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Just don't bring nothing home. What about in that situation? Can you see yourself stopping your lady from having a wild weekend?
You mean like she's the one that's
let's say this, okay, if we could do it one of two ways. This is a hypothetical. Let's say that your girl, let's say that you're dating, and the ladies, he is available as far as I know, so so this is a hypothetical, but what if your lady came up to you and said, hey, you know that my girl is getting married and I want to support her, so we're going to go to Las Vegas for a 4-day weekend.
I would definitely be okay with her doing the bachelorette party thing, because I'm a person that's built on trust, so it's like, all right, I mean, that's like a good friend of yours, then, I mean, it would almost feel probably kind of controlling if I told her, like, no, you can't go to a bachelorette party. But I would think about it in the other sense, too, of, like, how people tend to behave at those parties. But I would try to, like, be open-minded and, you know, like, kind of, like, you know, not give her that charge without, you know, guilty, innocent until proven guilty, basically. You know, and that's our friend. That's like a good friend of hers or a family member. I can see me being open to, you know, her going to a bachelorette party. But when you say Vegas, like, I'm on the East Coast, so you're going to fly all the way to Vegas, stay 4 days.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then you find
just
out,
have to talk
like,
about it.
There's going to be some strippers.
It's not impossible for me to be okay with it. Like, who is this friend? What type of personality does she have? If she wild, I ain't feeling it. If her friend is like wild and loose with it, I don't care if she's the one getting married. Or if any of the people that are going are wild and loose and there's going to be alcohol, here's the big, 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 most important factor right here. Is there going to be alcohol? Is there going to be weed or any type of recreational drugs? That's how I need to know. Is there going to be any pill popping, any alcohol, any weed? Like, I need to know that. If it's like, you know, and you say bachelorette party, I don't know no bachelorette party, but people are sober unless it's like for religious purposes. Like, so, I mean, you go all the way to Vegas and y'all getting all dressed up and all glamorous and all this stuff, and then you're going to be drinking and getting intoxicated. All, the first thing I'm going to think about is hangover, the female version. And
yeah, of course.
I'm not going to be feeling it then. Is you that far away? If you in the same city that we in, and it's like, all right, y'all, now I can feel a lot more comfortable. I ain't got to, like, wonder so much. I mean, I can, like, literally come there if I need to, like, to come get you behind if I need to. Like, it's just, like, it's a more comforting feeling. When you're saying, all right, you're going all the way to the other side of the country, you know, and y'all going to be drinking and male strippers and all this? Nah, man, I'm not feeling that, man.
What if it's this? Okay, because knowing you going to end up with some girl that's probably got a big booty and a smile, but I'm sure she's going to be cool and chill.
Nah, I don't know, because I'm
all
big butt girls, like, they be feeling themselves. So I like big butts, but I don't need no girl with a big butt, because I don't need no girl that's going to be... I don't want a female that's like, you know, has that that attitude of, sure, I can replace you like it's nothing. Like, I wouldn't want, you know, and I noticed, like, the females with the, you know, since big butts are what's in right now, you know, they tend to have that attitude. I'm not saying all of them, but I don't, you know, never trust a big butt and a smile.
Okay, so let's say it's this situation. Okay, knowing you, okay, she may or may not, I will find it very hard to believe that she doesn't have no curve to her. But if she says, okay, it's her cousin, she has to be there because it's family, but her cousin is known to have a wild side, a wild streak. And, of course,
nope,
the reason why they're going to Vegas, her cousin has never been to Vegas, but the invite, even the bachelorette invites say, the theme is what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What? Toya's getting married. What? You know? Because it's her last hurrah. It's her last hurrah.
They posted it all on Facebook and, you know, on social media. Got like 300 comments. Everybody talking about it. We going wild out. We going turn up. When people say, when you hear the term, we going turn up, nothing good going to come out of that. So when they're talking like that, yes, you should be worried. If yes, your partner going to somewhere where they about to turn up. I mean, because you know once that's involved, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, come on now. A freaking Catholic nun can't guarantee that she's going to be faithful, and she's not supposed to be having sex at all. But if you put some alcohol in her system, you know, it might be girls going wild.
Well, who's to say? But what about if you know that that's going to happen and it's Vegas and it's, like, specifically for the bachelorette party and everybody knows the toys get married? Okay, so it's just to get it out of the system. Why can't it be what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? Like, okay, girl, like, I love you. You're going to have a great time. You're going to go support your cousin. You're going to make sure that she don't get herself in too much trouble. Yeah, I heard y'all have rented some strippers, and y'all going to definitely stay lit all weekend. But, you know, whatever happens there, like,
but
you know, that's a fantasy world.
But you can say it's going to be strippers, but...
There's gonna be strippers, and there's definitely gonna be alcohol. And depending on who has what connection, there might be a little bit of weed, but nothing heavy, no pill popping. It's just weed and champagne. It's gonna be weed, champagne, and definitely, come on, this is Las Vegas.
I'm all right with the weed. It's the drinking and the pill pop. Like, all right, no pill popping. Cool.
Okay, no pill popping.
That's cool.
No pills.
We don't make people wild out. Like, we ain't gonna make you get all ratchet. You know, alcohol is going to do that. You know, so that's my
but
problem. My biggest problem is the freaking alcohol.
So why not be like, okay, whatever happens, y'all going to be there for 4 days.
In Vegas, and you said before, a wild cousin, a cousin that's like really wild and slutty.
Really
and
wild.
Is there a slut in the group? Is there a slut in the group? Is there a slut that's going to be with that?
No, she is not. She's paying down because she is getting married. So she's calmed down. She was wild in the past.
Well,
but that's why the whole idea.
Listen. The bachelorette should not be the one that I'm concerned about. If I got to be concerned with the one that's getting married, it's no hope. The one that's getting married is the one that got to be my concern because she's the wild one.
No.
Oh, boy.
No,
I'm not feeling that. She should
she's
be the angel. She should be the most behaved one. Because this chick is about to get married. And just because you're about to get married don't mean you go wild out and try to jerk the stripper off and stuff. Like, you don't go doing
no,
like, you don't
no,
do
no,
nothing disrespectful when you're about to get married.
No,
like, you know what I mean? You got to chill. Like.
Of course. Now, she's going to be calmed down, but maybe her sister is the one who's organizing. Her older sister, the one that, like, never quite made it out
alive. It's probably a slut in the group. It's probably going to be one smut bucket in the group that's going to, like, just make it an uneasy situation. That's going to end up having them drink too much. I don't care. I don't trust nobody who puts alcohol in their system as far as being faithful, you know, keeping it in their pants. I don't trust nobody. Listen, I would not trust my best friend, my cousin, anybody around my chick if they were drunk. It's like they're super drunk and my chick's super drunk and I ain't around sober. Yeah. Drunk? No, I don't trust nobody drunk. That's why I used to drink. I don't drink. I don't even trust myself drunk. Are you crazy? I don't trust myself drunk. I can't guarantee I'm going to be faithful if I'm drunk. Come on, man. I'm not trusting nobody. If alcohol is in the equation, I'm not feeling it. Now, if there are a group of friends that don't drink, they're sober, and they're well-behaved, that's cool. I'd be cool with it. I mean, I still would feel like, damn, you going all the way to Vegas. It's her time, not your time. Why are you going all the way to Vegas? You got a man at home. Heck, you're going to Vegas to celebrate somebody else's marriage, and you got a man that you need to be, you know, tending to. And you sit away, gone at Vegas, and I'm sitting here trying to find something else to do because you at Vegas partying away. Like, you got your own man and your own life. So, but I think I could possibly get over it if there's no alcohol involved, but how realistic is that? Who goes to Vegas and don't turn up?
Okay, so let's flip it then. Okay, let's flip it. All right, and let's say that one of your boys from back in the day, you know.
I'm not going.
Please. No, this is better. Okay, this ain't going to be a bachelorette part. Let's say it's like a colleague. Okay, it might be a colleague because I know you're really busy. Again, ladies, Tayreel is on the market and available. So let's say it's it's a guy that you know. Y'all more friends than not friends. Okay, but he has tickets to NBA All Star Weekend. So you know that's always a crazy weekend. It always moves around. NBA All Star Weekend. Whatever city that hosts it gets invaded by all kinds of basketball players. There's all kinds of, like, he's got tickets. Y'all going to have really good seats. Y'all going to be able to see the slam dunk contest and a really good, you know, it's going to be really entertaining. You know, there's going to be a lot of parties and stuff. But, you know, whenever an event like that attracts a lot of athletes, a lot of rappers, you know, it's a way for you to, like, to network and stuff, but also to have a good time. So a lot of times what happens when the city gets invaded by all these ballers, that also attracts a certain type of member of the opposite sex that would not, like, maybe on one hand they might be really big fans who just want to meet somebody, or it might be some chicks that, like, you know, they down to get down, all right? So what if it's that end, okay? And would you... If your girl said, okay, well, whatever happens in Houston stays in Houston, you know, would you be cool with that? You know, because, you know, like, look, this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You know, it's like you and a couple of dudes, and y'all got a really nice hotel suite or whatever, and y'all got really good tickets, and there's amazingly beautiful girls. So in that case, if your girl said, okay, well, whatever happens in Houston stays in Houston. We've been together. I trust you. And, you know, we've been in this relationship for a minute. But as long as you don't come back with no disease or no baby, we're cool. So that's your whole
thing. I wouldn't want to date no woman ever do that. Like, that's just such a turn off. I'm just listening. I'm living the moment. I'm picturing my companion saying, oh, yeah, okay, well, you get a pass. Like, you know, like, you get a pass, go ahead and whatever you do, don't tell me. Whatever you do, you know, you do. Whatever you do with that, it stays there, but don't let it affect what we got here. Like, now, I want a woman that's going to be like, you better not. Like, it's something sexy about that. You know what I mean? Like, would you married. Let me ask you. Let me flip it. You know, if your husband told you go ahead and with your girls for this bachelorette party or whatever, and whatever you do there stays there, is just don't let it affect what we already have. But you get a pass for the weekend. How would you take that?
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna that probably will never be phrased in that manner. before we got married, my husband basically told me, "All right, if you say I do, this is like a gang. This is like Bloods and Crips. Okay, the only way you getting out of this is if you die." And he didn't mean it like he's going to murder me, but he was trying to tell me the only way I could get out of this relationship is death. Now, that's not to say that I've made my mistakes and stuff. I think he would pretty much say that, like, you know, like, look, you ain't dead. But yeah. It's like, I don't know what level of gang member that is when you think you're getting out of the gang, but they're not letting you out of the gang. They, you know, your ass is staying in the gang. There is no getting out of the gang. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much that. That there would be no getting out of the gang. I don't know how they punish gang members. Whatever that, if it's 1 to 10, and 10 being 10 being death, it would probably have to be an 8 or a 9. I don't know what that is. They got to give them an extra $40,000. I don't know. I don't know how it works in gang situations. But, no, it would never be phrased like that. Never. Never, ever. You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
I know in my personal situation that I would never be offered that opportunity. You know what I mean? Because it just wouldn't be offered to me. that would not be an option. That would not be given as an option. It would be like the answer is either A
would
or
you give
A.
Him that option though? Would you give him that option?
Yeah,
this
I
is
think
the one
that
opportunity. Let's create another scenario where, let's say, the celebrity. Let's say I don't know who he's a fan of. Let's just say he's a fan of freaking, I don't know, Fantasia, and Fantasia is in town. When he's got like a backstage pass, and you know he's like he's been obsessed with her for so many years. He got a backstage pass, and. You know, I'm sure you probably wouldn't trip about that, but then he calls you, he's like, oh, man, she's so great. And she says that she's, since I'm her number one fan, she's going to, you know, I get to hang out with her for the night, you know, and I'll be home tomorrow. You know, know, I get to hang out with her in the limousine for the night, and we just get to hang out and have a great time. And I don't even know where she's going to take me, but this is amazing. Like, she wants to, you know, she's going to let me hang out with her, and we're going to just have a great time. And she said she'll tell your wife you'll be back home tomorrow. And he calls you and tells you this backstage. It's like 11:30, the show is over, and he's like, yeah, so I'm about to, you know, go hang out with Fantasia, and I'll be back tomorrow, and I'll let you know how it goes, and I'll keep you updated, but I'm hanging with Fantasia for the night. And he's been obsessed with her for so many years. How do you
yeah.
handle that situation?
Well, I never, you know, we probably will have to readjust that example, because I know, knowing him, I know his personality, he would be like, okay, we can hang and stuff, but she got all them kids, and she had that dude to work for Verizon. I ain't. There's too much drama involved. So I would be fine, because I know that he wouldn't let himself get tangled up. Now, granted, if this
okay,
was like 10 years ago,
total
if this was...
You're good. Okay, what
no,
about
no,
this?
But,
all right, ex-girlfriend.
No, if it was
ex-girlfriend.
No, if it was like, okay.
And they're going to, ex-girlfriend from maybe 10 years ago. I'm talking about like Friday, he's like 21 or something like that. You know,
uh-huh.
from like years ago, way before you was thought of being in a picture. So we got to say longer
uh-huh.
than 10 years. We'll say 18 years ago. Ex-girlfriend from 18 years ago. You hadn't mentioned her husband yet 18 years ago, right?
No, I ain't.
Okay, 18
ain't
years ago,
far,
ex-girlfriend uh-huh. from 18 years ago in town, but she's also a friend of the family, which is y'all family's obviously united. But she's in town, and he wants to go hang out with her. You know, you coming along is going to be, like, awkward because, like, they were, like, really good friends before they dated, and they still
uh-huh.
were friends after they dated. And let's just say that she almost had a baby by him, but they ended up not having a baby, but she almost did have a baby. So it was really serious.
No, it got deep
point.
Like
they
that.
Still maintained, they still were friends after that, and then they kind of fell out of contact, and he met you and blah, blah, blah. Life went on. You bump heads again, and she's coming into town, but not your town. He got to go travel like two towns over. And, you got comedy shows to do that weekend, so you can't participate. And you heard stories about her, but you never met her. And he says, you know, she's in town. He's going to go hang out with her, you know, for the you know, a couple towns over, so he's obviously not coming back. He's going to spend the weekend there, but not necessarily one-on-one with her the weekend. Let's say they have a mutual friend, and, you know, that's where they're going to, you know, it's like friends catching up for the weekend, they're going to crash at the weekend at the mutual friend's house, you know, and, yeah, that's the situation. Yes, there's going to be alcohol. They're going to drink and stuff. You know, that's what they used to do when they got together. But it's been so many years. There's going to be males and females there. But his ex-girlfriend from 18 years ago is going to be there. The one that he had got pregnant before, all those years ago. The one that when he told you the stories, like, yeah, he thought that was the love of his life and all that good stuff. For the weekend, are you going to okay it?
Well, I mean, the part that I would say, that is an interesting one because there was history, and I'm sure a big part of me should say, yes, that's fine, dear, because I'm a mature individual, and I know that he values what we have and whatnot. So I would say the right answer would be to say, yes, go have a good time. Go have a good time, because I know nothing is going to come of it. Also, too, I know I got the bomb stuff, so that's not what they can compare to me. So.
Did you just say you got the bomb?
I got the bomb.
Did you just dig yourself up?
Whoop, whoop, no, so, ain't nobody gonna be like, oh, like a Mary J. Blige. So I'm like, ain't nobody gonna rock it the way I rock it. Like, well, maybe I'm Beyonce. It's like remember that movie Harlem Nights?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, we always have to be our own worst. We are our own best fans. So if I looked at myself and say, you know how those Sunshine, like, why do they call her Sunshine?
Yeah.
Because it's like you took her panani and threw up in the air.
Oh, yeah. I got a girl pussy so good, you throw it up in the air and turn to the sunshine.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's classic.
Ain't nobody going rock it like I'm going rock it. So that one, I'm not going to worry about that.
So basically what you're saying is we could call you Sunshine Thompson from now on.
No, but you know, but the thing is, I mean, that is a very specific case, but because that's with a person that has history. I think the question is too, like, is it good for people's relationships for them to come to terms and say, look, we've been together for a while, why don't we take a break? Why don't we take an official break for a weekend? Just like, look, if you will need to get something out of your system, you can get out of your system and no questions asked. Do you think that actually will help people's relationship?
Right. I can tell you off the back, man. Like, it's like, I think it almost takes, it would take a great deal of nerve to ask someone that is, like, if you know them and you know they're totally, like, a committed person, it's like, to even ask that. I would think, like, you must think I'm some type of pushover. Like, you must. I'd be like, you got to be joking, because if you know me, if you take the time to know me, you should already know the answer to that question. And now that you said that, even if you say, okay, well, I respect your wishes, it's like the question alone damages the relationship. I mean, wait, you wanted to take a break. Take a break. We didn't sign up for this for breaks. Like, where was that? I did not read that in the fine print. You cheating. Mm-mm, you stuck that in there. Well, nah. I ain't sign up for this. I did not sign up for this. I don't sign up for, like, I don't even understand the logic in that. We're in a relationship. We're not even going to talk about marriage because that's just retarded. Like, that don't make sense at all. So we're not even going to discuss marriage because it's so stupid. It's so beyond, like, it's so beyond making sense that it's not even worth discussion. So we're going to leave the marriage part out. We're going to say a relationship. And I mean, like, to sign on for a relationship with the option of opting out, like, this is not a sports contract. This is like, you know, us committing ourselves to one another. There's no opting out. Like, you can't, I mean, if the both parties agree to that, then A, to each their own. But I'm saying with a traditional relationship with me, I'm not feeling that. I don't care. And here's the thing. Some people get caught up in, oh, the sex is so good, or, you know, she thinks he is so fine. He thinks she's so fine. She thinks he's so fine. You know what I mean? Like, that type stuff. Sometimes, like, oh, I never find another person like this again, so I had to deal with it. You know, sometimes people get wrapped up in that. I'm telling you. You could take all the aspects of the most beautiful woman in the world and wrap them up into one, and I'm still not, like, signing on for that. I'm not accepting it. I'm not feeling it. I don't care how bad she is. I don't care how good it is. I don't care how much in love with her that I am. Like, I am not accepting that. Now, realistically, when your feelings are really, really wrapped into it, a lot of times you'll tolerate more. You know, sometimes you even give a person a second chance after they cheat. But, you know, I can't allow my moral compass won't allow me to sign up for that. Like, as soon as I hear those words, a break, you know, I need time to think. I need time to reflect. I had to think this over. I want to, you know, kind of weigh out my options, like, all of that stuff. Like, they are relationship daggers. What is there left? Once you hear those words, how did you bounce back from that? Realistically, how can a relationship recover from that? You know, in one aspect, you say, okay, well, at least the person is being honest. But, I mean, even though if you respect that rather than cheating, I'd rather them say that than cheating. But to me, that's just like saying, I'm not happy. I think that we should break up. Like, why take a break? Like, we either together or we're not. There is no break. So what does a break mean? Define break. Right. Define break.
Then
we have to define what a break is.
A set period of time, whether it be a weekend, a long weekend, a week. I'm not saying a month. I think that defeats the term of a hall pass, because then that means you're taking an official break from the relationship. I'm saying, like, let's say it was spring break or a four-day weekend or whatever that is. Like, you know, if we're going off of the premise of the movie Hall Pass, then it would be a set period of time that, like, that partner can take a break from the relationship, no questions asked. No questions asked, no penalty, no nothing. Okay? So ideally, they would go to another city, you know, another area. You don't want repercussions where people know you and see you and all that, and then it becomes a thing. But let's say it would be equivalent of, let's say, instead of them being in Baltimore, they go to Las Vegas, or they go to Atlanta, or they go to Chicago. You know, ideally, a place where they have a certain level of anonymity, and that's where they can go. And, you know, I'm not saying that, if something happens, it happens. It's a way for them to, like, you know, they can hook up with somebody, and it's like a one-night stand or whatever, like, you know, whatever that may be. Like, it would be the equivalent, like, if somebody was single and they met somebody in the club and then went and something happened later on that night. But there would be no question asked. Obviously, you know, there's some ground rules, you know, you got to use protection, you know, that sort of thing. But, yeah, it would be a set period of time with no questions asked, and they, you know, get whatever out of the system and then come back. Now, like I said,
what you're talking
original,
about is a pass.
See what
you're saying.
Please
continue.
Just a set period of time. So we're talking about, it could be as little as 2 days, like it's a weekend, like, you know, NBA All-Star weekend. They're gone for, you know, 3-4 days. They're in Houston or wherever, and for 3-4 days, they go with their boys. Whatever happens, happens. And then they come back, and it's like, oh, did you have a good time? Yeah, I had a good time. You watched the game? Yes, I did. Saw on TV? Great. Saw the dunk contest? How was it? Yeah, is everybody as tall as they are? Yep. But if it goes into the, hey, did you go to the strip club? Hey, did you end up hooking up with them? Hey, there's none of that. It's just like, you know, just go, do whatever, have a good time. You know, you have a hall pass. That means I will release you from, you know, whatever. You know, you don't have, it's like the equivalent of you are a single man this weekend, but when you come back, you know, all that should be out of your system. So that would be like the hall pass. Like in the movie, hall pass.
It's a very, very naive person to think that a person can get a pass, do something with someone else, and now it's out of their system. You have to be so naive on such a massive scale, it's almost incomprehensible. Like, just think about how that sounds. Like, get it out your system. It will never, we're human beings. This is how we're genetically designed. Like, we are created to be fruitful and multiply. Like, there's no get it out your system. Like, you get, all that's going to do, that's just like smoking crack for the first time. All it's going to do is make you want it more.
You think, okay,
that's all it's
going to
do.
Let's not make somebody say, okay,
oh, I got it out my system. You're still going to get horny. You're still going to crave sex. And now that you had done it once with somebody else, you're like, oh, man, this is great. What if it was great? What if it was better than yours? You're going to be looking forward to that again. With that person or somebody else, they're going, it's going to be like crack, man. Like, you can't be serious, man. Like, it's so crazy that, like, people really do this.
Okay, so let's phrase it this way. Okay, we all know that there's a lot of artists, like, you know, whether it be singers, rappers, whoever, actors, whatever, that go on the road And, you know, it might be well known that they're connected to some beautiful leading lady or some, you know, other artist or whatever. You know, we all sing, you know, for love and hip hop or whatever. But while they're on the road, it's like the road is the road, you know, so there's all these beautiful groupies or whatever. But a lot of times, like, you know, you hear the feedback of these women who are in these long-term relationships with these, you know, singers, rappers, you know, athletes, whatever. It's like, look, whatever they do on the road is the road. It's like, I'm going to ignore all of that, you know, because that's going to be some one-night stand, groupie, whatever. But I know when he comes home, he's with me.
That relationship's doomed. You're going to end up getting somebody else pregnant.
You said it's going
to
be a wrong way.
Anybody with that approach to me personally is doomed. Because we have to distinguish the difference in a hall pass and a break. Because not every break is like giving a okay to go do you. You know what I mean? Like, there are situations where people will say, I just need some me time break. Like, I don't want to smash nobody else. I don't want to go on no date with nobody else. I just want to be to myself. Now, right, you as a woman, are you buying that? When you hear a woman say that, I can tell you how I feel about men when we say it, but when you hear those words come from a woman, with you being a woman and, you know, knowing how women tend to be, do you think that that should, like, you know, that's reasonable? Like, a man should, like, be, like, trust that's all and it's okay and that she really isn't interested in trying to go meet somebody or date somebody or smash somebody if she says that?
Now, I mean, the thing is, the hall pass goes both ways. To be honest with you, if a woman is saying, okay, I know my husband is a famous rapper and he does the road, you know, the road is the road as long as he comes back to me, that's just kind of like you are exchanging, like you're willing to turn a blind eye on certain things so you can hold your status financially or socially, you're right? So it's like, okay, I'm going to tolerate, you know, my husband being a basketball player, I'm going to tolerate him doing whatever when he is on the road, but as long as, you know, I get a new Mercedes and I live in a nice house and I get nice clothes, I'm cool with that. That's a different situation. I'm talking about with a hall pass, that means that during that same weekend, while dude is an all-star weekend or Vegas, whatever, that means that also gives her the opportunity as well. So it's not just it's a two-sided thing, you know? Like, because
no,
it could be
a
real break.
What about when a woman is saying she don't want to smash somebody or do nothing? All she wants to do is have time to herself. Do you think men should buy into that? Like, she just wants time to herself. She doesn't know how long, but she just needs time to figure out things because there are issues in a relationship. She needs time to figure out things, but she doesn't want to have sex with nobody or go on no date or give it to nobody else or nothing. She just wants time to herself. Is that realistic, do you think, coming from a woman's mouth, or is that an excuse to be able to go do her and have space so she won't be on the hot seat as far as, like, the guy, like, you know, seeing her behavior and realizing, like, oh, you doing you.
Well, I think it just kind of boils down to, like, men and women process things differently. Like, for men, like, it might be, like, sex and love are tied together. For women, it's traditionally love and that emotional connection are stronger. So if anything, if a woman asks to take a break, it's not that she wants. If a man says, "Oh, I want to take a break," he's going to end up hooking up with somebody. The danger is if a woman says she's going to take a break and she ends up having an emotional connection with another man. That's where the problem is, because
even if they don't have
sex with
they connect emotionally, like, that's the worst form of cheating, right?
Strongest.
Emotional,
yeah.
Giving
right,
you emotions.
Right.
Because that's somebody, if you're emotionally attached, you'll, like, leave the kids and go run off to Mexico and all that crazy stuff.
Exactly.
That's
crazy
how
women
stuff
are
right there. Leave the kids,
because
leave the husband and just go. Like, that mess. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
I see
what
you're saying.
If it's a long weekend, if it's like, oh, we do it in Vegas, you know what I mean? Like, I think for a woman to take a hall pass is probably she might not have as much of an emotional connection, but she may end up inadvertently having an emotional connection, because a lot of times when women get into a physical exchange with somebody, you know, part of the, it's like they're giving a part of their heart also. They would love to say that, yeah, this doesn't really mean nothing. It's like, ah, you know, but, you know, you have to, for most women, you have to like that guy somehow. There's got to be some type
for
of
your
attraction.
Average, for your average,
you know,
woman, yeah. So let's address some of the comments that people are saying. If we go to a caller that wants to speak. So we had someone say, I don't do breaks. Either we stay together or we breaking up. And then we had someone say, oh, first of all, how you feel about that? I don't do breaks. We either stay together or we breaking up. You agree?
Well,
is this coming from a woman, so you agree?
Right. I think it depends on the length. If we're just saying, well, we're taking a break and we don't know when the break is over, it's like being at your job and be like, okay, we're taking a break. Okay, how long is this break? A 10-minute break or a 5-day break? You know, that's different.
Sure.
But if it's a specific, yeah, because a lot of times it's your job if they say, okay, you just don't have to come back. Okay, am I laid off? Like, what did you have called me? Okay, am I laid off? You don't want the emotional layoff. So the thing is, if it's like very specific, like, look, if spring break is coming up, which is the 10th through the 17th, from the 10th through the 17th, I'm going to go to Atlanta for the 10th through the 17th, and we are not going to see each other, and whatever happens to Atlanta happens in Atlanta, and whatever happens to Baltimore happens in Baltimore. That is a set break. That is like a whole pass.
That's a break. I agree. That's a break. That ain't no, I mean, that ain't no what happens. I ain't trying to hear that what happens in Vegas. Man, that's a freaking break. I don't care what nobody. That's a break. We're on break until I get back so I can do me. And if you sign up for that, then you end up feeling stupid afterwards, you should, because it is stupid. Now, the next statement, I think taking a break is another reason for people to mess with other people. And we pretty much, I think, kind of confirmed that.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to, men. Like, if a man say that, you can almost, I mean, you can rest assured that he's trying to do him. If a woman says it, there is I personally feel like, I'm not a woman, but I feel like there's a small chance, there's a slight chance, you know, you might got like a 20% chance, so it's still not great odds, but it's better than men, which is probably 1%. You got about 20% chance that she really does just want to be to herself and she doesn't want to interact with other people. You know what I mean? Now, you better hope she don't handle best friend. And that's a whole other topic in itself, because when she has that infamous best friend, best male friend, and she tells him everything and says everything he knows about your relationship, you know what I mean? If he's the type of guy that women go crazy over, oh, but that's her best friend, she never went there with him, and oh, no, she look at him like a brother, but the average woman considers him attractive? And now she want to go on a break, but she's still going to be interacting with her best friend? Like, you about to go on a break with everybody, then. Every male that's in your life, you're going on a break. Minus, like, your father and your brothers, like, even your cousins, you're going on a break from them, too. Like, you're on a break with me, you're going on a break with other men, too. So you're going to be sitting here pouring your heart out to another man about our relationship issues so he can come and rescue the damsel in distress? I don't think so. I'm not feeling that. I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to be your sucker. I'm not gonna be sitting there with a big S on my forehead. Like, I'm not gonna be that guy. I've been that guy before, but most of the time that I got played, I like knew. Like, I caught it. Like, she didn't have to confess it. Like, I figured it out and made her confess. You know what I mean? Let's get to this caller.
You let her
confess. Caller, you're live on It's Real Talk Radio. The topic is, can taking a break help your relationship? How you feeling?
Maybe they have to press one. Press number one, caller.
Caller, you with us? Need some time? Okay, all right, place you back on mute. If you want to speak, then you can call back or something. You know.
Yeah, just call back and then press one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this is the thing. A lot of times when we also have to look at the reasoning of the break. If the idea of the break is that the relationship, you know, like in the movie, you know, the guys were feeling kind of restless. They're kind of like, dang, did I do the right thing? Is there something else better out there? You know, just feeling restless. And then, you know, they come to a mutual understanding on that. But the understanding is that the both parties have the opportunity. That doesn't mean that they're going to take it, but they have the opportunity with no questions asked. That's one thing. You know, sometimes when people say, oh, I need a break, it's because things are getting hot and heavy in the relationship. Either I've seen it where it's starting to get really serious, and so because the relationship is starting to get deeper and more serious, people get afraid of those feelings. They get afraid of those feelings, and they get scared, so they're like, okay,
that,
let me
I've
pull
never
back.
Seen, think about how feminine it would be for a guy to say, I'm getting emotionally attached to you, and I'm, you know, I don't even know what to do with myself right now. I think I need a break. I think we need a break so I can, you know, think things over because I'm falling so in love with you. That's so whiny, feminine, Keith Sweat-ish. Like, I don't say I know a woman could date a guy that's, like, so into their emotions that they just, like, pour out. Like, as a woman, that's not, like, a turnoff to you?
What? If a woman said that same thing? I misunderstood.
No, like a man that's like, you know, I'm like, picture a man saying he needs a break because he's too emotionally attached right now and is falling deeply in love, and he's so emotionally attached right now, and there's so much and it's overwhelming, and he got butterflies in his stomach and all of this.
I don't think a man is going to say something
stuff,
now.
Like,
no, I don't think
that's adorable. You think that's adorable or it's feminine?
No, I can't even picture that happening because I think what will happen is this. The girl says, this is what typically happens. Girl says, oh, I love you. And he's like, And then the next thing you know, they have this moment. And then the next thing you know, he's like, you know what? I think we're going too fast. And I just need to take a break from things to get my head straight and blah, blah, blah. And I think that comes from men and women because I've been the recipient of that. But I think also the giver of that. And part of it is like chickening out on your own feelings and not wanting to confront those feelings of like, oh my God, we're now, you know, this person tells me that they love me, but I don't know. Do I really love them back? Do I really want to stay in this? Like, is there something else out there? You know, should I stay or should I go? You know, that type of thing. You know, but I don't think I've ever said, like, you know, my feelings are starting to get so deep and I'm starting to get afraid of what's happening. You know, I just need to break
it. I've only seen that on TV.
Like,
I don't know if I've ever seen that in real life. That's like some Lifetime type stuff. It looks like our call will return. Caller, you live on It's Real Talk Radio. Did you have an opinion on the topic?
Hi, it's Ebony Empress. How are you?
Ebony? Oh, Ebony. Wow. Ebony, what's going on, Ebony?
I'm good. How are you guys? How you doing?
Oh, man. It's been so long since we spoke with you. I'm doing good. Doing good, man. This one of your type of topics right here, Ebony. This is like a type of topic you would cover.
This one. Yeah, this is a lovely topic. I woke up and I saw your message on Facebook.
For those who don't know, Ebony is a BTR host, and, you know, it's calling from the UK. It's like, what, 3, 4 in the morning there right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nearly, let's see, like, okay, it's 4:24 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
But
I tell you, I appreciate every time you call us, man, because considering what time of night it be or what time of morning it be, wow, man. Shout out
to
the UK.
I put in, I wanted to chime in because
how you feel about this whole break thing, like taking breaks? What's your view on this? Oh, and you're a relationship coach, right? Right.
Yeah,
so this is coming from a relationship coach, y'all.
So there's nothing wrong with taking breaks. If you
I was not expecting that. Really? From the relationship coach herself? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine. So I'm just gonna say sometimes, right, you can have the relationship can go quite fast. People are not going at the same pace. Maybe you hit a little wall because there are things that, you know, you need to resolve between you. And if you're adult enough and you feel like, hey, I need a little space, you give you a little space. That's what I would call a break. I'd say, like, you know, taking a little time out to recalculate, to, you know, go into your zone, go into your den. Think about, you know, some of the things that you may be conflicting over. Because there may be some little conflicts that come up. You know, we're human beings and we don't always agree. And, you know, you're talking about meeting somebody who may be coming from a completely different landscape of life. And you try to get together. And when you get together, things don't always, you know, it's not always heavenly and everything is not always plain sailing. There is trust. The foundation of every relationship is trust. Trust and understanding. And if there's trust and understanding, and, you know, you can go into your separate camps and you can rethink and give yourself a little time. You can come back and address the issues when you're in a better position, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, to address it. But it depends on, you know, the foundation and the two people involved, whether that can work. And, you know, I've been in relationships before where we've taken little breaks. And, you know, I don't think that person went off to sleep with someone else. I think, you know, it was like, well, okay, you know, we're full on. We've been full on now maybe for 6-7 months. And we're both a bit like, ooh, I could do a little space here. So a little space means I'm going to go off with my girls, have a weekend or two away. And then we can reconvene. You know, as long as everybody holds their position and there's no foolishness. It's just like, okay, so if you understand, I think the focus of relationship is to understand. The aim of any man in a relationship is to understand the woman that he's with. Okay. You're trying to and they say men can never understand a woman, but what you can understand is emotionally where a woman is. And the whole idea of connection is to connect to the woman's emotions, because when you're emotionally connected, as you guys kind of mentioned, that's kind of the strongest that you can have with anybody. So you can have the physical's there, yeah. But the emotional is really understanding what sends me up, what sends me down, what makes me sad, what makes me happy, you know, where my head is at. Understand it, you know. And I think when you have that depth of understanding in the other partner and you're trying to learn the other partner, you don't really have time to be distracted. You shouldn't really have time. But if you're not trying to learn that person, then there comes the problem. But if I'm really trying to learn you and I'm trying to understand you and I'm not getting it totally, but I am emotionally connected with you, a break does not mean the end. A break does not mean I'm going off to do something else. A break just means time out. Let me really think about what we've done over the past period of time, where we've been at, what we've talked about, what our goals are. You know, let me have a look at what I wanted and what I came in, you know, to this with, and what, you know, what my ideas were. What are the ideas that you kind of brought to the table? Let's have a look at it. Let's go away and think about where we are, the direction we want to take. And a bit like when you go to in work to kind of strategist meeting, where you all go and you take a day away from the office and you think about your goals and you talk about what it is that the organization's trying to achieve. and then you kind of brainstorm where you want to go, but you have that, you try and look at it with fresh eyes. That's a whole idea I would see of a break, just looking at trying to find some fresh eyes for the relationship. You know, where we is anything going wrong? Are we happy with the way it is? And then to come back, and I think you have a set time. You know, like you give each other a couple of weeks to think about it, if it's a couple of weeks.
Maybe you just need a week,
but people get all emotional about how long it's going to be. Like, what the hell? If you've been with that person for a good period of time, you know, time out does not mean the end. It should not mean the end unless that's what you want. If you want the end, you just say, I want the end. It's about integrity. Well, you know, I'm out and I want out, and this isn't about a break. This is the end. Because really, I want to go do my own thing. I think people are not
so
honest,
Ebony,
about what it is.
With Ebony, as a relationship coach, what are your thoughts of if the break being like a hall pass type of break? Like, so let's say if the premise being that, okay, we have holiday, Easter holiday coming up. Usually that means for a lot of people they get a week off of school, a week off of, work or whatever. And we say, okay, so during this week, you can go off and do whatever you want to, you know, preferably if you go to another city and do that, you go to another city and you go and have fun, you come back, no questions asked. So if you end up going out with your friends and you end up hooking up with somebody, you end up having sex with somebody, you know, just like that movie Hall Pass that we were talking about, starring Owen Wilson, the idea was that he was married to somebody. He felt restless. Him and his friend was feeling restless. They were both married. So their wives said, okay, you can go off for a week, go off, and if something happens, you know, even if to the point that you sleep with someone, we're cool with that. No questions asked. Now, one of them was able to do it, and the other one was not able to do it. Spoiler alert on that one. So what do you have, what are your thoughts on that? Because when we were talking about that earlier, Tay was adamant that he was not down with that and would not be cool with that at all. My thing is, like,
right.
I think it depends on the individual, but what do you think about that? If it's like no question asked, you can go and be physical with somebody, but as long as you come back, we're all good. Is that healthy or not?
Okay. So it depends on the emotional maturity of the relationship and what your foundation values are in that relationship. Because if you understand the person, let's go back to understand the person that you're with. Some people you can put into that situation and you can put those options in front of them, and they are not going to go and sleep with someone. They are not going to go, right, hey, it's Christmas, let's go have some, right? And another person, their values will be so different that they would say, okay, I've got that option. Because you have that option anyhow anyway. You always have that option that you can go do whatever you want to do. What you do is respect the boundaries of the relationship that you have agreed with, you know, that agreement that you have with someone. So you are always free. I always say to people when they're you are always free. You've never stopped being free. What stops you from doing things is your love and your respect for the person that you're with. And if that love and that respect, and you are so tightly bounded to that person in terms of, like, your connection, then you can be sent, you know, to the far hills of another terrain, and you would not cheat on that person. It depends on your mind and your mindset and who you are. And so as you just said, one person did, one person didn't. And the person who's given the option has, you know, with power comes responsibility, right? So the person who's empowering you to go and do whatever you want to do has to also think, well, what is my intention in giving that power? What is it that am I really giving it freely, saying, do whatever you like? Or am I giving it an understanding who I'm giving it to? Right?
So that's not like the average. This discussion,
right,
everyone, see, this isn't the average break. Like, the average, like, that's like literally a pass. Like, you get a pass to do, like, that's like,
yeah.
You know, I don't know how how frequent that happens. Like, I think that the break thing is a more typical thing in relationships. Because, I mean, that right there, that scenario, go do you. I mean, I feel like that relationship does not stand a chance at all. Because, I mean, what did you have to stand on if that's what, you know, like, what do you have to stand on?
Why do I need to give you? Yeah, why do I need to say, go do you? Because you can go do you anytime anyway. It's me to say to you, you have a free pass to do whatever you want to do. For you to go and sleep with someone, then you're not the kind of person I want to be with. Because you have that option anyway. You always have that option anyway. And if you choose not to do it, right, you choose not to do it. It doesn't matter whether someone gives you the option or not. It's not, you know, someone doesn't have to put it in, you're not a child. Someone doesn't have to put it in your mind for you to go do it. You always have that option. So the choice you made at the beginning is a choice, it's still the same choice that you're being given. Whether someone articulates it or doesn't articulate it, you always have the freedom to choose. So what I'm looking for in a relationship is an adult who has made a choice. And it doesn't matter where that person goes, the choice remains the choice because they have chosen, right? And the problem is when you are with somebody who has not made a choice and is in that, well, I don't really know. You know, like one of my girls came to me and she said, oh, my guy's asked for a break. And he's asked for a break and it's now 2 weeks and I've gone around his house. I knocked on his door and I'm like, so what's happening? Right, because it was Valentine's Day and blah, blah, blah. So I took him a Valentine's card like I always did. And, you know, and I was on him and on him and on him because I'm like, no, I'm not allowing this, right, to go on because there was no defined period of break. He just said I wanted a break and it was just going on and on and on, right? So my question to her was like, how solid do you believe the relationship is? Because if I have to run around your house, throw a Valentine's card in front of you and say, hey, we are still in a relationship, then you got issues. There are issues there. There are serious fundamental issues, right?
There's
because
another caller.
I need to know.
Hold that thought, Ebony. There's a caller that wants to speak. All right.
Yeah, go.
Area code 909. Welcome to Israel Talk Radio. Did you have an opinion on a topic? Can taking a break help your relationship?
Hello, it's Suzette, and I just
thought
I'd share my story. Hey.
Hello.
I sent you guys a Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to you on Twitter. Yeah, I sent you, I think I tweeted you back, right? Yeah.
So I gave you guys my phone number to give me a call to let me know when your schedule is open. But getting back to the topic of your show tonight, I just wanted to contribute my experience. I've been married for over 20 years
I'm
now.
I'm waiting to hear this. I'm dying to hear this.
And I'm my husband's first. And so because of that, I was about 2 years ago, I had given him the option of, for his birthday, going to go try something else. I mean, everything, you know, as far as flying, I was okay with that. And it was basically to kill curiosity if it ever came up, you know.
I was about to turn over.
I even went so much to get in touch with one of his work friends to see if he knew of where, you know, I could hook him up with something or someone, just for the you know. And
sure.
So he fell through, and we ended up, you know, going online searching for somebody for him, my husband and I. And when it boiled down to it, it was more of the idea for him. And so nothing ever had come of it. And he's, you know, like I said, we've been married over 20 years, but I was okay with it. You know, it was like, I know what it's like to be with somebody else. I've had other relationships prior, and he had not had an intimate relationship with anybody prior to me. So, you know, basically I wanted to, I guess, give him that gift of knowing what that was like. So, and he didn't ever do anything with it.
Was this?
Isn't that something?
Was this for like group participation purposes or for him to go do him by himself?
By himself.
Oh, wow, you really gave him a real pass.
Yeah.
A real pass.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Wow. And you
had money saved
and
everything.
You said it never happened. You said it never happened, right?
Yeah, he never took me up. I mean, as far as nothing ever came of it, and when I asked him about it, he said that he was perfectly content and fine in our relationship, and he wasn't really interested. So, you know, at first, like I said, we were both looking online for him, looking for somebody else.
You actually helped him look.
Wow. He's not very tall, so we're looking for somebody not so tall, kind of petite.
I mean, how many men would love to have a girlfriend or a wife like you that would be give the okay? I got a question. Would you at this stage of your marriage now, where you guys are literally today, would you give him that pass again?
Probably more so now as we get older. You know, I just turned 50. He'll be 50 coming up here in July. So
you do not sound like it. Wow. I would have never known you. You do not sound like it at all.
Ah, well, I think that's good, right?
Well, age is
nothing
but a number.
You sound like you're like 30. I would have thought she was like 30.
Oh, born 67.
Well, that's awesome. Well, see, this is the thing. Like, I mean, maybe it's the idea, like, okay, on your end, because you did have that opportunity to be with other people. I think it's the idea of, like, okay, if you live in a small town and there's only one restaurant, this is all you know. This is the only steak you know. But then it's like, do you stay with that restaurant, or do you? And the food is amazing. Everybody that has said that the food is fantastic here. You're very happy with it. But then there's another restaurant that's like a way across town, and it's kind of like, okay, am I missing out on something? Maybe you're really not. Maybe it's more than it was hyped up to be. Not to quote the restaurant, but that's a very simplistic term. But I think it's, you know, sometimes it's the grass is greener on the other side, so you do feel like you're missing out on something. Like, I do wonder, like, you know, I grew up, I did grow up in a religious tradition where, you know, the idea was that you were going to save yourself for marriage and then, you know, that'll be your only one. And I do think that there's a lot of validity to that, because you do become bonded with that person. At least I do. Like, you know, if I'm physical with someone, like, you know, that might rev up the engine toward me thinking that's more love than what it really is, because I made that physical connection. So I think that there is, it's awesome if you're able to do that, but I think that maybe deep down inside, if I was in that position, I would be similar to your husband and, like, wonder, like, you know, is there any, am I missing out on something? Do I know how good my steak is if I've never compared it with anything else? But the idea, now that he understands, he has he has that choice. I think it's like, it's almost like the Matrix. Like, you know, when Neo realizes there's choice, where the idea of choice is actually more stronger than the actual choice itself.
Right.
That's probably more freeing to him, to your husband. And now that he knows he has the choice, it's like he doesn't need it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Suzanne,
and if you want to make, look at it like your restaurants, I'm sorry. If you want to look at it like your restaurants, you could say we drove by and looked inside when we went online looking.
Now we have Ebony from the Ebony Empress show on the line right now. She is a relationship coach, and Ebony, what are your thoughts on what Suzanne just said?
Well, I think that's beautiful. Okay. I think that's really good, because I think what it says, it's a good example of a foundation of a relationship. The foundation is good. It doesn't matter what comes on top. You can make any decision. In fact, your husband always had a choice. He always had a choice. What you now know is, and you both know, is that you can exercise choice and you can choose, and that person can choose to or choose not to. and he chose not to. It doesn't mean that if he chose to, that you would necessarily deny him, but you didn't go down that route, and he didn't go down that route. But what it showed was that what he's comfortable with is a foundation that you built together. And he doesn't feel like he needs to go into the candy shop and get different candy. He actually likes what he's got, and he's content with it. And I think it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong that people are content. I think in our society, we now believe that no one can be content. Nobody can choose one thing. Most people have to go and choose several things. And if they're not choosing, honestly choosing with you seeing, they're choosing in their own mind, and you are just a choice, okay? And I think that you are a choice, but people can choose, if they want to be monogamous and be with one person. And there's nothing wrong also if they decide to do different. I think what it is, it's about how you build respect and how you understand each other in a relationship, because there are things that you can agree that other people may think, oh, God, hell no, I would never go swinging or whatever it is. But if you both agree that's fine with you, then it's fine with you. Who's going to judge it? It's your choice, right? But I think the problem comes when you have lies and disrespect and dishonesty and the foundation is rotten, but you're trying to say, I want to break, to fix something that cannot be fixed. We know it is. The foundation isn't good. There's no point in having a break, because your break is a lie. The break is really just to get out and go and get some with someone else, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to get something with someone else, just say, I'm done, and leave it, because you can say, I'm done. You have that choice to say, I'm done, and I want to move on and have something else. Or you can, even with agreement, say to the person, look, I'm eating banana, I try some orange, how do you feel about that? But if people never get to that level where they can be honest, what they do is go and cheat. And they'll try the oranges behind your back, and then when you find out, you're devastated because you believed I was the only fruit you wanted to eat, right? So that's the problem. It always goes back to the foundation. The foundation's solid. Anything can be discussed. And I think that's a great thing. I love to hear that story that you just gave, because it shows that it can be done. You can honestly go with a partner and go and look at something. And now I think you're stronger, because you don't have even, he never had it with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. We were like good friends with each other for 11 years before we had gotten married. And I was dating other people, and he was too. So when we decided to get together, it was a choice.
I think your phone was breaking up pretty bad. Maybe I try to get your phone to go, but it's kind of breaking up. But, Ebony, your phone's still breaking up. You need to hang up and call back or something, but your phone's breaking up pretty bad. Yeah, I can't hear her. Can y'all hear her? I can't hear her.
No, I can't. I think we lost her.
What do you think about all this? Like,
I agree with Ebony. I mean, if Suzette was able to come up with that, and her and her husband were in agreement with that, then yeah. I mean, I think the greatest gift is, I think even more so than the gesture, even more so than the opportunity, it was the gesture that she was open enough to do that. And I think for a lot of men, I think that's a certain turn on, the idea that they, because I think, like you mentioned before, Tay, that, men are meant to go out and populate the world. It's in our DNA. Men want to go out and multiply with as much as possible, but our society pretty much tells us now that we have to be in a monogamous relationship. Because that's just the way things are now in our Western society. So I think that the idea of, maybe it triggered something in Suzette's husband's DNA that it's like, if I really wanted to, I could go out there and multiply and you know, I could do this. I think that that idea is, and to be able to brag about that, you know, bragging rights that, you know, my wife is you know, that open, you know, I think that for that's probably a great turn on for him. You know, I think also too, like, it's the act of, you know, searching out this other person with his wife was probably exciting, but then it's like but then you get close to it and you're like, maybe not.
I'm sorry, I gotta intervene. So what happened that, like, because I'm sure the listeners were dying to know, like, what led to him not going through with it? Like, what happened?
What led him to what?
Him not going through with it?
I don't know.
What happened? The reason why it never actually went through.
Like I said, you know, as far as asking him, you know, so are you going to do this, or, you know, what are we doing? Because it was like 2-3 nights in a row we were looking, and he said, no, I'm good. I said, are you sure? I mean, it's there. You know, here's one right here in the neighborhood, so to speak. No, I'm all right.
So
I'm
he
all right.
Actually turned it down. He actually said he actually changed his mind.
Yeah. So now I'm all right. And I said, okay. But I mentioned earlier that we were friends for 11 years before, dating other people before we got together. So we knew together when we finally got together that it was a choice. I want to be with you. You want to be with me.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, I mean, I do agree with, like, you know, like, as far as if both people are okay with it, how can you argue it? What else is there to say? See, that's those more, like, judgmental. See, that's when you come to just being totally judgmental, when it's like, you know, you have an issue with a decision that both parties in the relationship or the marriage agree to, but you don't like it because you wouldn't do it. If both parties agreed, then, hey, let them do them. That's the way I feel. Like, y'all agreed to it. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could never be okay with such a thing, but that's me. Like, somebody else and their significant other agreed to it, then power to the people, you know? Like, let them, hey, whatever floats your boat, whatever makes you happy. But me, myself, I could never. Like, if my woman even said to me, you can do you for the weekend, or you can go, I'm giving you a pass. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not. Like, off the back, I'm thinking, what is she up to, the reason why she's giving me a pass? I'm thinking she's giving me a pass because she is going to go do her. So she giving me a pass.
Oh.
So she doesn't even, you know, I won't acknowledge the fact that she's up to no good. You know what I mean?
So
and
you're
far
saying
as,
you wouldn't. It would upset you because you don't trust her, is what you're saying. If she
no,
gave you that option,
listen. Especially like I was saying earlier, especially when alcohol is involved. I don't look. I only give people the benefit of the doubt. I don't really trust people, but you're innocent until proven guilty. But I don't prosecute people who didn't break the law. But I know everybody's capable. So,
but she loves you though.
Until
she
proven guilty
you that
in
option.
My court. You know, but as soon as I see something that's like, okay, this ain't right, I'm on it, like white on rice, I'm on it, and I'm not, my whole thing is this, I refuse to be the guy that you played and made look stupid. I mean, getting played hurts anyway, you know, it hurts anyway, so it's extra worse when you get played and you didn't figure it out. Do you know what I mean? Like, they was fooling you, and you know what I mean? So, in one sense, I do kind of give, I mean, you got to give credit to a person that's going to be vocal about it and say, okay, well, this is how I'm feeling, this is what I want to do. But for me, it's the beginning of the end of the relationship or marriage, because it's like, I'm gonna always question it. But it depends on your personality. Because some people, it's not as serious. Some people feel like sometimes people just need to get out their system, or some people feel like sometimes you just got to let them see if the grass green on the other side or whatever. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to say my way is the righteous way, is my way, or you're just not doing it right. But I just know what works for me and what doesn't.
I like your way, though. I mean, your way in the sense of, yeah, it wouldn't have been right if had I said, I want to do this, so I'm giving you a pass. It wasn't about that. It was, I know between us and what our relationship is and where you were at before we'd gotten together, and so this is why I'm giving you the pass, not the other way, as far as I'm going to get something out of this too, so I'm giving you a pass. That I would think that's wrong.
Oh, man. So, let's do this. Hold up. Is Ebony, is your phone together, Ebony?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I
can hear you. Hear me?
This what we want to do is we're closing in on the end of our show. First of all, Ebony, are you, I know you took a break. Is your show back up and running again?
Not yet. Another week or so.
Oh, my goodness. Dang, Ebony, you've been saying that for months.
I went back to uni, and I've been studying for the last 2 years. So what people don't know is that I've been taking a break doing a course in psychosocial science. So I've been trying to understand why people do what they do. So it adds actually to the work that I'm doing. So I have kept an eye on Blog Talk and all the conversations going on in the relationship world. But I'm really taking a little time to kind of finish my degree. So I'm doing a degree in psychosocial science, and I'm really enjoying it. But, you know, it's finding the time to do everything that I need to do, and something has to give a little. And I also started a new job delivering Prince 2. I don't know if you know Prince 2. It's a project management module methodology for delivering projects. So I'm now a corporate trainer, so there's a couple of things.
Wow.
You're a busy woman, basically.
Pretty big. I'm a busy woman right now. So it's just finding that I'm going to try and see if I can get back on a Thursday night, because there's a couple of book writers that have been chasing me to do an interview. But I feel there's so much, you know, I love your conversation tonight, because I think there's so many people that are still stuck, you know, in their relationship, and there's so much distraction, there's so much confusion, and there's so many people who feel unhappy about the way that we address relationships nowadays. So keep your conversation going. I'm sure it's opening the eyes of those people who are listening.
We probably will definitely do a part two, definitely sometime in the near future. And Ebony, keep us posted as far as your show, like when it comes back officially to air every week.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to promote it on my end, because, you know, you're a good friend of the show, so I'll definitely, you know, promote it on my end. Let them know Ebony Empress is back.
All right. Hey, I'll put it on my show, too.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, you know, we got you to use that, too. Like, you already know. So, all right, Ebony, and then Suzette, we're going to get to you, so don't hang up, Suzette. But, Ebony, let them know, let the listeners know, because, you know, I know you've got a ton of archive shows that they can check out.
Oh,
so let the listeners
do.
Know how they can hear your show, hear all your classic epic shows that you've done.
Yeah, I've got about 350 shows up already. So
wow.
If you want to go to the Ebony Empress shows, they're on Blog Talk Radio. Just put in Ebony Empress shows. You'll hear a number of topics that we've discussed since about, 2012 I was on Blog Talk Radio. But I am planning to come back. And I have a number of things I want to come back and talk about. But, I've done a couple of Zoom things as well. You know, Zoom is another platform. Recently, I did a couple of those one-offs, but I will put it on your page, your Real Talk Facebook page, when I'm actually officially up and I've got something new for people to listen to. But yeah, go ahead and listen to the archives. There's some conversations on those. We had some good ones.
Yeah. Definitely. I can vouch for you. Definitely have had some interesting topics, some good ones. I know I've been a part of a number of conversations on your show before, and it's always a pleasure being on your show. It's always great content.
Yeah, and your co-host, what's your co-host's name?
Greg Thompson. Yes, hello, how are you?
Okay, I'm going to go look you up, okay, so we can connect.
She's an up-and-coming comedian. She don't like telling people that, but she's an up-and-coming comedian, you know, so she does comedy. So it's like, I never thought I would have a national comic, you know, as a host in a show. I think comics and DJs are the two best types of people you can have, you know, doing a talk radio show. So, you know.
Oh, brilliant.
You're too lovely and too kind.
Well done.
Definitely,
you.
Ebony. So you gotta definitely keep in touch with us, and I'm definitely looking forward to your when you come back to BTR.
Mhm. I actually want to do a show. I may do one because we're on Easter holidays here now. I may do one on Thursday just because we've had this conversation today. But one of the things that has really
let me know. I'll participate if it's not an interview. If it's like caller friendly, I'll participate. Let me know.
If we caller friendly, but we're probably going to talk about a woman's worth, because that's one of the conversations that's been coming up again and again on Facebook. I've been seeing people posting things about, you know, what men expect of you. And one of the conversations I got involved with yesterday was a woman talking about a guy expects you to stimulate his mind. What's that about? And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. You know, stimulation.
Yeah.
How do you stimulate a guy's mind? That's very subjective, isn't it? You know, because everybody's mind is different. So is there one formula for stimulating a man's mind, or what is it? What do we need to talk about? And do we need to stimulate someone's mind? What the hell is that about? You know, shouldn't you be stimulating your own mind? Go ahead and take responsibility for stimulating your own self. You know, but like, yeah, there are women out there now kind of looking for a checklist of things they need to do to satisfy men. What the hell is that about? I don't know. So it's one of the things I've been thinking about, you know, having a discussion with women about their worth, you know, and women also feeling shamed if they're not in a relationship now. If you're kind of over 40 and you're not with a man, there are women now feeling like, oh, you know, I need to go kill myself. There ain't no man that will ever want me. Like, I'm not with a man.
No.
What the hell? You know, and it comes a lot from, unfortunately, married people who are unhappy anyway. Thank God you're happy. The person on your line is happy. But, like, there are a lot of married people are unhappy, but try to shame women who aren't married by, like, you know, so why can't you get a man? Why, you should have a man. You know, when are you going to get married? Or do you not, you know, that kind of conversation, you know, that you would have at Christmas or Easter when you get together, don't have a man. You still don't have a man. What's going on with you? So what's wrong with you then? And it's that kind of thing of, like, self-worth, you know. A relationship does not define you, but a lot of people believe that if you're in a relationship, that defines who you are, that makes you somebody in the eyes of society. And the truth is, you know, there are a lot of relationships that are trash, and sometimes you're better off being alone, but you need to feel content with the choice or where you are right now. It's not even a choice, but where you are right now, just be content with it. And so that's just my little feeling about some of the stuff I've been hearing recently. Like, who shames somebody? Like, you know, I saw some guys talking about women and black women. They always like to talk about black women as, you know, black women, that's why you're single. Black women are so hard. This is, you know, all this stuff. And I was like, I actually went on the thread. It was on Facebook. And I said, are you married? Are you guys married? No, we're single. So you are single. And talking about women, trying to shame black women about being single. Really? What the hell is that? Yeah? You're not in a relationship. Why are you talking? So what's wrong with you then? You know, I can always get a woman. No, you can always get a lay somewhere. That is in a relationship. You get what I'm saying? So maybe we are looking for, you know, more tangible relationship with someone. We don't just want to be humped and dumped and all the rest of it, you know. So we're making different choices. And so one group trying to shame the other, really? Like, what is that? What is that about, you know? So, yeah, maybe that's a conversation.
That sounds like that's going to be an interesting discussion. So definitely keep us posted with that. And Suzette, our caller, she actually is a BTR host. So, you know, maybe you and Suzette can connect also. Suzette, if you want to give our listeners your show information, airtime, days, and your topic of conversation and all that good stuff.
Okay, I haven't been so consistent this week. Been down with the flu, guys.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, I got it from the husband.
Oh.
Anyway, so it's Suzette Live Talk. I have a variety of different subjects that I talk on. Lately, it's been with the conspiracy thing. My next topic
That's
will be coming up
right
here.
There.
And will be on the Humanist Manifesto and basically explaining what all this chaos is and who's behind it. And it's not always who we think it is, as far as we've been nailing George Soros and liberals and progressives, but it's somebody else that's also a very big player in the game. And we'll find that out on my next show, which will be, today is Tuesday, so it'll be Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. Or you can catch it in the archives.
And that's specific time, right?
Yes, Pacific time. Thank you. I almost forgot.
Got to always put a Pacific time on there because, you know, the East Coast call is 7 o'clock. It's like 4 o'clock where you are, so.
That's true. I know. I kept getting the time wrong with your show tonight. I kept saying 10 o'clock. I'm like, 10 o'clock? I know it's not 10 o'clock my time. That'd be way too late for you guys, so I ended up catching the last part. I was all bummered out.
It's that time zone thing that, you know, that's why it's a habit that we learned to develop to always say Eastern time at the end. Because before we did the show, I didn't really know people that lived on, like, the West Coast or Midwest. So, I wasn't really familiar with the different time. I knew about it, but I never had a reason to, like, announce it, and then when I started doing the show, I had to get used to it because, you know, it could be you got a guest, and then they're in a different time zone, and it could be a mix-up and all that stuff, or callers and all that stuff, so, yeah, got to always throw that time zone in there. But
thank you.
You know what, I'm going to, you know, we're definitely going to connect. I'll hit you on, see, I don't think you'll be checking your Twitter like that, man. I DM'd you. I think, yeah, you did respond, but I think, like, it took a few days. So maybe, I don't know. I'll we got to figure out a time that we're both available so we had that phone conversation. Maybe I'll text you or something. But it took you, like, days to check my DM. So I don't know. Maybe I'll text you or something to get your attention quicker. We can figure out a day and time that we can, talk and see how we want to do show feature.
Right. Thing. Well, on your DM on Twitter, that's the direct message. Right? I think that's that's where I left my phone number on there. But if my phone number shows up on, does it show up on your board right there?
Then I'm like, I don't like it just calls. People got family and lives. I don't like it just call people randomly. I kind of have it established as to when a person's availability is. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Well,
so I'm not
probably,
like interrupting dinner or time with the kids and stuff like that, you know?
I
try to be like mindful, you know?
That was respectful. Thank you. I appreciate that. The number that pops up if on your board there, you're going to have to get a hold of me through there because I'm in the middle of changing my service right now. The ding-dongs didn't turn my phone on. So, anyway.
Okay. I'll probably need you to DM it to me because once I close this, I ain't going to have time to copy and it's going to, like, erase. Can you DM it? Can you DM it to me?
Yeah. Yeah, I will. I will. I'll do that.
All right. Definitely DM it to me. Don't forget. And we'll figure it out, and we'll definitely connect. And I want to thank you, too. I want to thank Ebony, you, especially calling all the way from the U.K. Much appreciated. And
I
want to thank you, too, Suzette, for, kicking it with us. As always, you have been great. I can't wait to get on your show and connect with you and sit and talk the talk. And No, yeah, I just thank you both. It's a very interesting discussion, and I promise, you know, in the near future, we will definitely do part two. And if I don't let Rhett go, because she has to work early in the morning, she is going to kill me. Like, literally. So you can go ahead and file a missing persons report, because she is going to kill me. But I got to give y'all a round of applause.
Can you?
You know, I think
y'all
have
it on. Definitely.
Ebony.
Yes.
Oh, can I get a hold of you then? Through your Tay?
Yeah, if you email me, you can email me. I'll give you my email. It's ebonyempressuk@gmail.com. So if you send me an email.
Ah. Okay,
yeah.
Sounds good.
And so ebonyempressuk@gmail.com.
Excellent.
I can pick up your messages there. Anybody else can use it as well if they feel free to. Feel free to. It's
one of the best shows
way
on BTR right here. Ebony Everest. And who else? The Real Talk Radio. Woo!
Yay! Yeah, I tell you, it's always great to kick it with other hosts, and you know, just the detailed conversation when you got a bunch of hosts that do this. You know, the detailed conversation is just like no other. So once again, I thank you all. Now we're gonna have to definitely all get on here together again and talk and have another discussion. It's definitely fun, and thank you guys. And Rhett, I believe it's your time to take us home.
Yes, yeah, I want to thank Ebony and thank Suzette and, of course, all of our listeners out there who listened in on our show. Remember, we will be back next Tuesday live, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can always hit us up, give us a call, 347-838-9540. And, of course, we are on iTunes, Stitcher, and places where all your fine podcasts can be downloaded and listened to. And, of course, we would love to hear from you. You can hit us up on Facebook. It's Real Talk Radio. On it's Real Talk Radio Family. And, of course, Twitter, it's Real Radio MD. So on behalf of Nizzy Nay, who is out there in the ether still listening in, who could not join us today, and, of course, Tay Real, this is Rhett Thompson. Until next time, peace.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nizzy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP.